Chapter 4. At midday, Renee suggested the group break for refreshment and resume their planning afterwards. The meal became a study in contrasts. Eric picked at his food, lost in thought, not daring to communicate through Julian after his earlier slight against the ship's Sade. Tomas surreptitiously watched the new Terrans, fascinated with the concept of a whole world of independent individuals and what that might mean for his people. Lena alternately regarded the Admiral and Ser de Guirnon. Their closeness told Lena that they were more than associates, and that thought drove her vivid imagination. Renee noticed she had limited communication from Alex. "Julian, are you and the Admiral engaged?"
"Yes, busy," Julian replied.
Renee nearly choked on her mouthful of noodles. She cleared her throat with a sip of agar, a tart Meridian fruit drink. Julian's terse response was one of the shortest she had ever received from him. Not even a title was offered her. They must be busy, she thought. Prior to meeting Alex, Julian was the model Sade, polite and respectful at all times. It wasn't that he had become disrespectful, but his actions were more akin to a new Terran crew member, definitely more casual, and he was much more willing to express his own opinions. Renee regarded Alex, still politely attentive to present company and his meal, of course, which he was busy consuming. When everyone finished, the twins escorted the guests to cabin suites set aside for their use, which provided them with privacy and access to refreshers. As Etienne and Dalin exited the suite that had been dedicated to the leaders, closing the cabin's door behind them, Eric checked his comm security protocols and found them restored.
"It appears the Admiral has allowed us a moment of privacy, Sayers."
"At least I believe he's not monitoring us," Eric said to Tomas and Lena.
"The Admiral appears to annoy you, Leader Stroheim. Why is that?" Tomas asked.
"The man is disturbing the natural order of things, sir."
"I would have thought the aliens had already done that, leader."
"Yes, but we have a plan to complete the construction of our colony ships and escape, sir."